The North Carolina Senate has just voted to repeal House Bill 2 by a wide measure, 32 to 16. We're now waiting to see what the House does. WFAE's David Borax has been monitoring this and joins us now.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey. So the assumption was this would be a close, contentious debate. It really wasn't the case.
You're right, Lisa. It only lasted about 15 minutes, and there were only three speakers. I would say it was quick and almost choreographed. You could tell that this was the product of a lot of behind-the-scenes work over the past few days to get enough votes.
So what was the debate like in the Senate?
Well, as I said, there was only three speakers, and it went pretty quickly. Democratic leader Dan Blue was first, and he signaled how the vote was going to go by telling people that he supported it.
I think that what this bill does in repealing House Bill 2 resets the conversation, as the title suggests.
And Blue said that we need to have the conversation on a statewide basis to make sure that everybody's dignity is respected. He's alluding to the statements that are being made about LGBT people. Then came Senate Leader Phil Berger, and he said it was time to make a deal, even if it wasn't a good one.
This bill represents a compromise. I don't know that there are that many people that are extremely happy about exactly where we are. There are a lot of folks who would express opinions that we should have done something else.
And then the third speaker was Dan Bishop of Charlotte, and he opposed the bill. He was the original author of HB 2, and he talked about why he didn't like it.
It almost inescapably implies that 32 months hence, handfuls of local officials can use government power to coerce people to embrace an ideology of sexual ethics contrary to their values. It is, in that sense, a declaration of surrender, albeit 3+ years in advance.
And boom, then was the vote, and it passed.
And before the Senate debate, LGBT advocates held a conference call speaking out against the repeal. What did they say?
Four speakers on that call said they don't like the bill. They said it's a shame that it's happening to LGBT people again. They don't think it changes the picture at all, and they may sue in the end.
And the House vote appears to be this afternoon.
That's right.
This is 90.7.